One of the Harare residents, Nehemia Mashi, said the First Lady should stop attacking former Vice President Joyce Mujuru, who was expelled from ZANU-PF soon after the ruling party held its Congress at the end of last year for allegedly plotting with her colleagues to topple President Robert Mugabe.
She should be brought to order. She is the wife of the president of this country, and we expect her to lead by example, expect her to respect the electorate.
Thomas Maduku echoed the same sentiments, adding that Mrs. Mugabe's public outbursts against Mrs. Mujuru, journalists and war veterans are making her to lose her esteemed First Lady status.
It's not right for her to, you know, to shout at people at rallies and stuff. She will end up losing her respect from the people.
Maduku, however, said he supported the First Lady's stance against corruption that he noted should be nipped in the bud in all structures of government.
On the issue of corruption, she's right, because that's a national problem. I would want her to, you know, to continue to even raise her voice higher than what she's doing.
Mashi said President Mugabe was no longer in control of the party.
I don't think the old man ordered her to do that, because Mugabe is reserved, Mugabe has good conduct.
Another Harare resident, Nkondisi Ndovu, said there are indications that Mrs. Mugabe is now preparing to take over power from her husband, and that is why she appears politically agitated.
She's very much prepared to lead. From what we heard during past two rallies, she has been saying that she won't stop and nothing will stop her. And with the financial muscle that she has, I think she's ready to take over.
Independent political analyst Fortune Gwaze shared the same views, noting that there is a lot of factionalism in ZANU-PF.
From what she is saying, and you know, as a constitutional right, she can occupy that office, but what is yet to be seen is whether the people of Zimbabwe and whether the electorate and whether the ZANU-PF itself will allow her to occupy that office.
The First Lady yesterday said Mrs. Mujuru will not get any hero status for allegedly betraying the president. She also expressed dismay over journalists, saying they were writing a lot of lies about her. Some critics are also worried that Mrs. Mugabe may be abusing state resources in her nationwide tour that is similar to the one she conducted before the ZANU-PF Congress last year, in which she attacked Mrs. Mujuru, claiming that she was corrupt, an incapable leader, and power-hungry. Harare resident Dixon Piri is among local people concerned about the First Lady's use of state resources.
It appears as if there are so many people who are now being hoodwinked and being forced or frog-marched into financing Grace Mugabe's rallies.
Mrs. Mugabe is using a military helicopter, state vehicles and government officers in all her provincial rallies. President Mugabe has told the nation that no one will be able to stop her wife from doing anything, including her political ambitions. Mrs. Mugabe is touted as one of Mr. Mugabe's successors, although she told the world recently that she has no presidential ambitions. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.